I'm sorry, boys. I don't mean to hold the two of you back. I know you'd rather be getting ready for one of your last nights in Vegas with the rest of the guys. Oh, you were gonna stay in your hotel room for tonight? Really? You've got something much more fun planned. Let me guess, it involves the opposite sex. You know what? It's better if I don't know the details. You're both adults. All I ask is that you keep out of trouble, okay? Oh, right. What am I doing here in your hotel room? Well, there was some mix-up with the registration for tomorrow's qualifiers. They didn't believe me when I told them I had two team members, both from the same school, both with the first initial R. And the last name Bradley. So I need proof that you're Ray and you're Rick and you're twin brothers. Yeah, they gave me a hard time. They said I had to come down to your room right now to get a copy of your identification. Yeah, the guy on the phone was really cocky and obnoxious. He reminded me of someone. I just can't put my finger on who. Anyway, I'm excited to see the look on that organizer's face tomorrow morning when we show up and he sees that you're not only twins, but identical in every possible way. I'm gonna enjoy that. What? Not in every possible way? Oh, you mean like you've got the odd freckle or scar that makes you two different? Nothing quite that small. Oh, please. There are no big differences between the two of you physically. No way. I'm your coach. I see both of you in the tiniest pair of swimming trunks on a regular basis. And trust me, the two of you most certainly are identical in every way. Of course, it's my job to notice the physical form of all my boys. Besides, you're both standing here right now wearing only your gym shorts, and I can't tell either of you apart. There's a lot of differences between the two of you. No way, sorry, I don't believe it. Do I want to bet on it? No, of course not. I mean, I wouldn't want the two of you to lose your money. We wouldn't bet for money anyway. What would we bet for then? Anything I want. Oh, really? And what if I said you'd both have to perform a synchronized swimming routine for the entire school to a Taylor Swift song? Would you still want to bet then? You should have seen the look on both of your faces when I mentioned Taylor Swift. You're kidding. You'd still want to take the bet? Why? What would you get if you won? Not that there's any possible way of you winning, but nothing. The pleasure of proving me wrong would be the reward in itself. Well, that doesn't seem fair. Yes, we are in Vegas, and it is the gambling capital of America, but I guess when you put it that way, I don't really have anything to lose now, do I? Okay, so if you two can prove that there's more than one physical difference between the two of you, then six? What do you mean, six differences? Now I'm positive you're going to lose. Okay, fine, but I don't want any pouting when you're practicing your synchronized strokes to we're never, ever, ever getting back together. Fine. Tell me what these six differences are. You'd rather show me? Okay. Wait, what are you shorts. Oh my God, you're not wearing any underwear. Of course I'm covering my eyes. I'm not just going to stand here and stare at your, what? That's the difference. Are you saying that your cocks are, that you're different down there? No, I believe you. I believe you. I know I said a minute ago that I didn't, but that was before. Okay, fine. I'll take my hand off of my eyes and look, but just for a second. Oh, wow. Those swimming trunks you wear to practice sure do hide a lot, don't they? No, I can see the difference. Of course I can. I've sucked enough, seen enough cocks before. Well, the difference is that one of you is snipped and the other is fully intact. That's very odd for twins, isn't it? No, you know what? Actually, I don't want to know. Can you just please pull your shorts back up? And why are you stepping out of them? No, I can't answer that. Because I don't prefer either. You're my students, for crying out loud. I'm not going to pick whose cock I prefer. What else did I notice? Nothing, that's all. Yes, I realize you said six differences, but okay, fine. I'll look again. Oh God. Well, Rick seems to like the more natural look, and Ray, you seem to spend a lot more time manscaping. I don't know if it makes your cock look bigger. Yeah, yes, I'm aware that they say if you manscape, you look bigger, but trust me, you don't have to worry about women thinking you're small, Ray. Ugh, no, that's not what I meant. No, oh no, your balls aren't small either. Yes, I guess that's another difference. Yours are bigger and lower than Rick's. Look, I'm good. I believe you. I'm sorry that I doubted you. I don't need any more proof that there are differences between the two of you. You want to make sure we go through them all to win the bet fair and square. It's not necessary, really. No, but yes, I remember your prize is the pleasure of proving me wrong, but wait, you're enjoying this, aren't you? Oh my God, are your cocks getting hard? That's not appropriate at all. No, oh God, don't stroke them. You're proving your point. What? Yes, I'm still watching. I shouldn't be, but I am. What do I notice? Well, oh, for starters, you're both much better at this type of stroking than you are in the pool. That's because you spend more time practicing on your cocks. I can't say I blame you. I mean, never mind. Yes, I guess I see what you're talking about. Ray, you got hard really fast when you started stroking. Hard and thick and, oh God, you have a very pronounced cock head with a big, wide ridge around it. But Rick, you're even thicker and there's a curve to the tip of your cock, just like the one from the bar. I mean, just like nothing I've ever seen so far. Very unique and... Oh, fuck, you're just dripping pre-cum from the tip. No, of course I didn't just lick my lips. Don't be ridiculous. Let's just get this over with so I can get back to my own hotel room. So, what are we at now? 4? You're circumcised versus not circumcised, and manscaped versus not. Big, low balls on one of you, and small, high balls on the other, and yours is curved, Rick, and yours stands straight up and hard, Ray. Okay, so that's 4. Okay, so what does that leave? Like 2 more? Oh, God, I don't think I can take any more. No, this just wasn't what I was expecting when you said you two were different. Yes, yeah. Yes, I think it would be much better if I sat down on that big chair over there. No, not on your lap. No, don't pull me down on your... Oh, God. Ray! Fuck, of course I feel that. Oh, it's like a steel bar poking the cheeks of my ass. You're a lot harder than you look. I'm very uncomfortable. No, I don't need your help taking this dress off. That's not why I'm uncomfortable, but I didn't think when I rushed out of my room that I needed a bra or panties. What? My tits are bigger than you both imagined. God, I don't want to hear that. They feel bigger too. Oh God. Yes, of course it feels nice when you cup them, but oh God, I shouldn't be letting you do that. I didn't realize you meant this type of deal, or obviously I wouldn't have agreed to in the first place. No, I'm not gonna back out. What? Yeah, yes, I can raise my hips up a little. And... Oh, God! Oh, fuck! No, I didn't expect that! Oh, God, no, I didn't expect you to just fucking shove your cock inside me, Ray. You wanted to make sure I was wet first. Jesus Christ! Fuck! Rick, your brother shoved his cock tape inside me. What does he feel like? Oh, God. So fucking big. Oh, I can feel the fat head stretching my cunt open. Oh, I've never felt that before. Oh, a big head like yours. Sliding all the way out and then, oh, fuck, pushing, oh, so deep back in my hole, stretching it out every time. Oh, fuck, oh, God, I'm soaking his cock. What are you doing? Yes, I see you leaning over me and dripping your pre-cum all over my tits. Oh, God, it's hot and sticky all over me. Oh, it feels good getting filled by him and having you soak my tits with your pre-cum. Oh, what? You heard I get wet when my tits get used. Oh, God, yes, slap them with your dripping cock. Oh, God, oh, fuck, yes, oh, you wanted to make sure I was wet enough. Enough for what? Why are you pushing my thighs up and out like that? Oh, God! Is it your turn to fuck me now, Rick? Is that another difference? He likes to go first and you like to go second? Yes, but not exactly. You're gonna share. What does that? Oh! How are you doing that? Synchronized strokes. Oh, fuck me. I don't think I can tell the difference. Jesus. Oh, wait. Yes, I can feel that's Rick. Oh, fuck. The curved head of your cock is hitting the right spot over and over. Oh, fuck. Yes, that spot. Yes, that's the perfect fucking spot! Oh, fuck, there's barely enough room for Ray's thick head. Oh! Oh, God, if you don't stop, I'm gonna come. Fuck, you're gonna make me come. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, God, that would be so wrong. Just one more. One more out of six. Oh, God, yes, I wanna know. I wanna know what the last thing is. Don't stop. Oh, God. Ray wants my cunt squeezing all the cum from his big fat balls into my pussy. Oh, and you, Rick, you want to cum down my throat. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes, I can milk his balls dry. Oh, don't stop. Deeper. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, faster. Oh, God, I can take it. Oh, I can take both of your cocks making me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, boys, your age shouldn't know how to fuck like this. Oh, God, I'm close. Oh, fuck. Wait, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Yes. Fill my pussy. Yes. Oh, yes. Fill me up and then your brother can shoot a load deep in my throat. Oh, God. Yes, twin loads of cum. Oh, I want it. Oh, yes, I want to be double creamed in both holes. No. Stop. Yes. Oh, yes, come at me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, come at me. Oh, I feel it. Oh, fuck, it's so deep. Oh, God, I'm milking it. So fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, God. Now feed me, Rick. Oh, I want you to feed me. I want that cum down my throat. Yes. Oh, deeper, pump it into me. Oh, God. Oh, more. Oh, yes. Fucking more than last time. I mean, more than I fucking expected. Oh, God. You tasted so fucking good. Yes, Rick, you taste good. Wait. Oh, there's one more thing I need to know. Just let me slide down here between your legs, Ray, and... Oh, God. Oh, look at your cock still covered in my pussy juice and your cum. Oh, I want to help you clean up. Oh, God, you're so fucking good, too. Oh, a little saltier than Rick's, but... Oh, I need one more taste of you, too. Oh, yes, both of you. Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, I'm like jacking both of your cock heads off in my mouth at the same time. Oh, God. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, I bet that's another difference you probably never even knew about. Ray's cum is a little saltier than Rick's, but oh, but so yummy. What's that leave us with in total? 7? Fuck yes, I guess 7 really is a lucky number in Vegas. Yes, you won fair and square. I only hope that your reward was worth it. Ah, yes. Why do I feel like I came out a winner, too? Oh, well, I better get going. Oh, shit, I still have those papers to submit with your ID. What? Alex already did it. When? Why didn't you tell me? He told you not to. No, I'm not mad. I guess I should be thankful that he took care of it. He does seem to have a knack for that. For making sure that my needs are always well taken care of. I've still got to get going, though. We've got a big day tomorrow. No, I doubt after tonight I'll ever make the mistake of calling the two of you identical again. But I'm definitely going to want you to continue working on your strokes when we get back home. Do you think you'll both be up for it? Oh, I figured you'd say that. Good night, boys. Sweet dreams.